Welcome. You have found your way to this little corner of the world, and you are welcome in this corner. At Prairie Street, we follow Jesus in a spirit of celebration, hospitality, and caring. We do this in our corner of the world so that others will know Jesus and follow in his way of peace. Today, we are called to this part of the world to care for and to care, to be cared for and to care. We gather here today to meet Jesus again. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus Christ, open our lips and our mouth will proclaim your praise. Prairie Street Mennonite Church, God rules over all the world. We are part of this beautiful world with different people, with different faces, with different colors, with different languages, with different traditions, and ways of understanding the world. We have reason to celebrate that diversity. Come, let us worship.
Teach me so, Lord, your song is sung. And now in the green, sing the journey book, number 85, Pan de Vida.
Please join me in prayer. Lord Jesus, we confess to you our sins, the larger sins and the smaller ones. We confess apathy, pride, sloth, gluttony, envy, anger, greed, lust, fear. God, you know our truths, the sins we hold and can't release, the things pulling us down, the things preventing us from looking up to see your eyes, to see your light, to see your love. Give us courage, God, to face ourselves fully. And give us courage to fully face this big world that holds both beauty and pain. Amen. And now I ask you to stand to receive the words of absolution. May the Almighty God have mercy on us, pardon and deliver us from all our sins, confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And with this truth, We are free to share the peace of Christ with one another. And ultimately, we share this peace with the world. We say to each other, the peace of Christ be with you, and responding, or we can say, la paz de Cristo sea tigo, and responding, y contigo también. Peace be with you.
On the first Sunday of each month, we bless those who have birthdays or anniversaries or any significant event in your life. And I see a birthday boy here. I know there's some other folks who've had birthdays in October. If you happen to miss the blessing during your birthday month, come on forward and let's give thanks for your life this year. Oh, the hall monitor's birthday is also this month, so please direct your blessings out and around the corner. So that's Alan. Are there any special days or numbers or anything you'd like to tell us?
11.
Okay, Ren is 11. He now has two of the same digit. That was very exciting to him. So,
October 10th.
Frida is going to be 1 year old October 10th. Oh my goodness. You can help me pray next time. Please raise your hands in blessing for these dear ones. Oh, loving God, you created all these people. You know all of their joys. You know all of their hurts and their worries. We gather all these and offer them back to you this morning in thanksgiving for their lives. May they follow Jesus' footsteps in the future. And may at last they come to be at your right hand in glory. We pray all these things through your Son, Jesus. Amen. And the children may come forward now for children's time.
Good morning, little people. How are you today? Let's first pass the basket. If you have something to put in, do so. Otherwise, touch it and bless it as it goes around. This is to help people in our neighborhood. Yes. Well, today is a very special Sunday. And do you know that it's the same special Sunday for Christians all over the world? So we have a globe, and there you can see the world from far away. And we have a map that I'm going to point to some things on. Here, I'll keep moving over so you can see it. So today is World Communion Sunday. Who knows what communion is? When you eat food, yes, we do that, but there's a special reason why. Another word for it is the Lord's Supper. And it's so important. It's such an important story about Jesus that it is in all four of the Gospels in our Bible. It's in Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John. It's that important. And it describes a time when Jesus was at supper, the last one he had with his friends before he died. And he did some special new things at the end of that meal. And that's what we celebrate now. We do it every time we have communion, is we're celebrating something that's more than 2,000 years old. And what Jesus did was he took bread and he picked it up and he broke it and he blessed it. And he said, this is my body. Whenever you eat this, remember me. So it's a special time for us to remember Jesus. And so we're talking about the bread, but I want you to listen to the sermon because Quinn is going to talk about the cup, which is the second thing that Jesus took. He took a special new cup at the end of this meal, and he lifted it, And he drank from it, and he offered it to everyone at the table. And he said, drink this. This is a symbol of my blood that will be spilled for you because Jesus died for all our sins. And he's the person who is from history. He's inside us all right now, and he will be with us forever in heaven. Now today we have breads from the world that we're going to be sharing for communion, a little bit different than we usually do. And two of them, the tortillas, are corn, and special Lutheran communion bread that was baked yesterday are both gluten-free, so they'll be on all of the baskets. So where are the tortillas from? Where's the important place they're from? They're from all of the Americas. So from Mexico on through South America, eat tortillas. We have naan. Do you know where naan comes from? Not Russia. Russia comes from India and Pakistan, that part of the world. And then we have flat bread. That would have been the bread that Jesus ate, because that's bread from the Middle East. And so we have breads here representing the whole world. And we are celebrating with Christians all over the world. Now, do you see this bridge? This bridge is in Northern Ireland. And they are all Christian people, but do you know they fought for 400 years, the Catholics against the Protestants in Northern Ireland? But then they decided it was much more important, Jesus was more important than war or their beliefs. And in one of the towns called Derry, they built this bridge. Cars aren't allowed on it, only bicycles and people. And it's called a peace bridge because it goes across the river between the people from the Catholic side and the Protestant side, as a constant, forever reminder that they are at peace. And we're going to do something today related to peace, because Jesus is our peace, which is what we're celebrating today. And Pastor Steve is going to lead us, and we're going to all march out of the sanctuary together and go look at the new peace pole that we have out on our patio. And it has the word peace in almost every language from the world. We just sang about peace in a different language. Pause. We said it, right? So we are having our special meal, and then we're going to have a special dedication of our peace pole, because we are people of God's peace. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, let us remember every day that you are in our hearts. Let us be people of peace and children of peace as we go forth from this place. Amen.
Our scripture this morning comes from the book of Mark, chapter 10, verses 35 through 45.
La escritura de hoy viene del libro de Marcos, capítulo 10 y versículos 35 al 45.
James and John, sons of Zebedee, came forward to him and asked and said to him, "Teacher, we want for you to do for us whatever we ask for of you." And he said to them, "What is it you want me to do for you?" And they said to him, "Grant us to sit, one at your right hand and one at your left in your glory." But Jesus said to them, "You do not think you do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" They replied, "We are able." Then Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink, And with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right hand or at my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared.
Se le acercaron a Jacobo y a Juan, hijo de Zebedeo. Maestro, le dijeron, queremos que nos concedas lo que te vamos a pedir. ¿Qué quieren que haga por ustedes? Concédenos que en tu glorioso reino uno de nosotros se siente a tu derecha y el otro a tu izquierda. No saben lo que están pidiendo, les replicó Jesús. ¿Pues acaso beber el trago amargo de la copa que yo bebo o a pasar por la puerta del bautismo con el que voy a ser probado? Sí podemos. Ustedes beberían de la copa que yo bebo, les respondió Jesús. Y pasarán por la prueba del bautismo con el que voy a ser probado. Pero el sentarse a mi derecha o a mi izquierda no me corresponde a mí concederlo. Eso ya está decidido.
When the ten heard this, they began to be angry with James and John. So Jesus called them and said to them, "You know that among the Gentiles, those whom they recognize as their rulers lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants over them. But it is not so among you. But whoever wishes to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you must be slave of all. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many."
Los otros 10, al oír la conversación, se indignaron contra Jacobo y Juan. Así que Jesús los llamó y les dijo, como ustedes saben, los que se consideran jefes de las naciones oprimen a los súbditos y los altos oficiales abusan de su autoridad. Pero entre ustedes no debe ser así. Al contrario, el que quiera hacerse grande entre ustedes deberá ser su servidor. Y el que quiera ser el primero deberá ser esclavo de todos. Porque ni aún el Hijo del Hombre vino para que le sirvan, sino para servir. Y para dar su vida en rescate por muchos.
The word of the Lord.
Palabra de Dios.
Quinn is our intern for the next year. For the next year, and he will be preaching. So do you want to come between us? Let's pray a blessing on him. Lord, may the words of Quinn's mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen.
What are James and John asking for? Can we sit next to you in glory? What were they expecting? James and John asked Jesus this question on the middle of a very long walk. They're walking with Jesus and the other disciples to Jerusalem, and it's taking them a couple of days. So when they stop to take a break, Jesus takes the chance to explain to them what's going to happen when they get to Jerusalem. And he tells them that it's not going to be pretty. Right before the text that we read today, Jesus tells them, when we get to Jerusalem, you are going to see me mocked, spit on, flogged, and killed. Do you think James and John really knew what this meant? I kind of think that there's a chance that they did, because James and John were living in really hard times. This empire from far away had come and taken the land of James and John's people. And they forced them to work and pay these high taxes. And every day, James and John left their homes and they saw their people working hard and not getting to enjoy the fruits of their labor. And even James and John saw their own people torn apart by the situation they were living under. The religious leaders, the ones who should have been on their side with James and John, they were rubbing elbows with this empire from Rome that was forcing their people to pay high taxes and live under the constant threat of violence. So when Jesus says, "Can you drink from the cup that I drink? Can you endure the suffering that I am going to endure?" James and John said, "Yeah, we're already going through that right now. We know what suffering is like." And James and John said, "And we're willing to go through just a little bit more. We can handle it if only in the end you promise that we get to sit with you at the top in glory." And you know what Jesus tells them? He says, "Yeah, you're right. You do know suffering, and you will know suffering." Jesus says, "Yes, you will drink from the cup that I drink, but those seats, those aren't for you. The glory you're asking for, that's not just for you." Today at Prairie Street Mennonite Church, we are celebrating World Communion Sunday. On this day, Christians around the whole world are going to take from this cup and eat this bread. And we've been doing this for generations. God's people started this tradition, the Israelites, years, centuries before Jesus took this meal with his disciples. And when they celebrated this meal and they took from this cup, they remembered their own suffering. At one time, the Israelites were slaves in Egypt. And so when they take this cup, they remember what they had gone through, and they remember that at one point they took the blood of a lamb and they put it on the top of their doorframe. And that helped God know that where they were, and God saved them from their slavery and pulled them out of Egypt. And so when they took this cup, they remembered their suffering, but they also remembered that they had been saved. And as we today take this cup, we also remember that we're taking this cup with Christians around the world who are also suffering. Have you seen it on the news? Have you heard about Palestine or Hong Kong or Congo, Colombia, Honduras? Do you remember that even in our country, in the United States, not too long ago, Christians organized with the likes of Dolores Huerta and Martin Luther King Jr., and just like James and John, they said, "These conditions we're living under are crushing us. This is not what God had planned for us." And so when we take from this cup, we are drinking with Christians around the world. And don't forget that if you in this room today are not suffering, you are taking this cup with Christians who are. And when you take this cup, you're committing yourself in community with those Christians. You're committing yourself to supporting them and walking alongside them and, yeah, suffering with them. We know that we live in a world of conflict. When we turn on the news, we see violence. We even know it in our own communities and neighborhoods, and we know it in our families. And when all we see is violence and conflict, this terrible thing, it gets inside of us. And when we come to church, we bring it with us. Even now, today, as we celebrate this meal that reminds us of our unity with Christians around the world and with each other. Here at Prairie Street Mennonite Church, we're doing it in the middle of a sermon series on conflict. Sisters and brothers, you know it, and I know it too. There is conflict in church, and it's even here in ours. And just like James and John, we cry out to God, God, pull me out of this situation. Take me away from this violence. Let me sit with you in glory. And as soon as we cry that out, we remember our text from today and what Jesus told to James and John. Those seats of glory? I think you got it wrong. When James and John pictured the end of this story, the end of this challenging story of conflict, the end that they had pictured was not that much different from the beginning. James and John said, you know, Jesus, right now we're at the bottom of this situation. We're suffering. And we have a solution for you. If you could just put us on the top, I think that would be a lot better for us. And when we look at this picture that James and John had, we realize it's not that much different. The picture is the same. They're just in a different place. And Jesus tells them, that's not the plan that I have for you. I'm not going to give you another king to rule over you. I'm giving you a whole new kingdom. And Jesus explains what this kingdom is like. Listen to what it says in our text for today. You know that among the Gentiles, those whom they recognize as their rulers, lord it over them. And their great ones are tyrants over them. But it is not so among you. But whoever wishes to become great among you must be your servant. James and John were looking to just change the picture around, shift the power dynamics. And Jesus said, no, we're not here tossing around power and fighting for it. I'm going to get rid of it. We're not tossing around power. We're tossing around love, and we're going to serve each other. This vision is so much different than what James and John had in their minds, and it's so much better. I think sometimes we do the same thing with God, and I know that I do. We give God proposals. We say, God, I'm in the middle of this conflict, or I have this issue right now, and here's a proposal. If you would just do what I ask you to do, follow the idea that I have, I think that it could get a little bit better. We say, God, right now I don't have any power in the situation that I'm in, but if you would just give me a little bit more, if you would just put me on the top, trust me, I'll take care of it, and I will make the situation a little bit better. If you would just help me out, God. And we remember that Jesus says, no, that's not what this is about. Jesus tells us, yes, you will drink from this cup. The suffering that I went through, yes, you will also experience. But when we take this cup, we remember that we are taking it with each other. And today we're taking it with Christians around the world. We're not forcing this cup or pulling it from someone else. We're sharing it and passing it around. And when it gets heavy, we hold it together. And more importantly, when we take this cup, we remember that we are taking this cup with God, who put on flesh just like ours. God, who came to earth as Jesus Christ. God, who suffered the same suffering we do and suffers with us today. That's the cup we take. This is Jesus' cup, and you have the chance to share it today. And when we take this cup, we remember that this is not the end of the story. If you keep reading after the text that we read today, we remember that when Jesus put this cup down, after Jesus was mocked and spit on and flogged and killed, the story did not end there. after Jesus endured suffering, there was resurrection. Jesus rose to life and still lives with us today. And when we take this cup, we remember that, yes, we are suffering, but this is not the end. There is resurrection at the end. And sisters and brothers, there is resurrection here in our world. There will be resurrection here in South Central Elkhart, and there will be resurrection here at 1316 Prairie Street in our congregation today. The end of our story is not suffering, and yes, we will experience that. The end of our story is resurrection with Jesus.
As we prepare to celebrate the Lord's Supper, I wanted to let you know how and what is happening. After the offertory plate passes you, you're invited to come forward. And if you need to stay seated through the prayers, the front pews are all open to you. If standing is comfortable, then please come and gather around the table. And if for any reason you cannot walk forward to receive communion, there will be servers to bring it to you, and just raise your hand when communion is being served so that they'll know to come and find you. If for any reason you do not wish to receive communion, but you would like to receive prayer and a blessing, you may come to me at the table and just cross your arms like that, and that prayer can include anointing if you wish. The ushers will now receive the offering.
So please turn in the green Sing the Journey, at least to get us started here. Number 8 in green Sing the Journey, Somos Pueblo que Camina. We'll sing the two verses in Spanish to start, and then we'll sing the two verses in English, and if we need any more music, we'll keep singing the English verses. So after the offering plate passes, you can keep singing and move to the front.
Yeah, and the lights will go on. You'll know it's on when the lights go on.
Thank you. God from whom all blessings flow, praise God, all creatures here below, praise God above, ye heavenly host, praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Dios esté contigo.
Lift up your hearts.
Alcen sus corazones.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Los elevamos al Señor.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
Vamos a darle gracias a Dios nuestro Señor.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Es digno y justo darle gracias y alabarle.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Almighty God, creator of heaven and earth. You have made from one every nation and people to live on all the face of the earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Santo eres tú, y bendito es tu Hijo Jesucristo. Mediante el bautismo de su sufrimiento, muerte y resurrección, diste nacimiento a tu iglesia. Nos liberaste de la esclavitud del pecado y de la muerte, y hiciste con nosotros un nuevo pacto. Mediante el agua y el Espíritu, nos comisionó ser sus testigos hasta el último rincón del mundo y a ser discípulos de todas las naciones. Y hoy, su familia en todo el mundo se junta alrededor de su santa mesa.
On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When supper was over, Jesus took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is the blood of the new covenant poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us and proclaim the mystery of our faith. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood.
Renueva nuestra comunión con tu iglesia por todo el mundo. Y fortalecela en cada nación y en medio de cada pueblo para dar testimonio fielmente en tu nombre. Mediante el poder de tu Espíritu, haznos uno con Cristo, uno con los demás y uno en la obra del ministerio a todo el mundo, hasta que Cristo venga en la victoria final y podamos todo participar en el banquete celestial.
Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and your Holy Church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God. We serve communion. There will be two persons on this side, Anna Ruth and Steve Thomas, will be serving by the piano. Lois and Quinn will be serving under the banner. And Leo and Martin will be going to those in the pews who cannot walk forward for communion. Come, the feast is ready.
Folder number 85, Walk in Peace. We'll all start together singing the melody, line one, the first time through. You're welcome to stay on that line for the entire hymn, or if you want, you can switch to line two on the second time, and even if you want, switch to line three on the third time. And we'll sing it four times total. Those who are able, please stand.
Thank you. We just heard the invitation to walk in peace, to walk in beauty, to walk before our God, to walk in Christ. As Paul says, for he is our peace. We have before us these symbols of the church. We heard the truth that Paul has shared with our children, that Christ is in us all, and that all who have Christ are meant to share that truth, to witness this truth, to embody the truth that Jesus the Christ is in all people, and to stand in solidarity. We have the symbol of the bread, of the truth that Christ's body has been broken for us. In this cup, as Quinn has shared, represents the suffering in which we share, the solidarity that we have as we stand with others who suffer around the world, and the salvation that is ours in Jesus the Christ. We have before us the map representing the world, and on this World Communion Sunday, that this peace of God in Jesus is for all. That God's peace come on earth as it is in heaven. This is our prayer. This is our witness. This is our way. And so we also have outside on our terrace to stand as vigil, a constant symbol for our congregation in this community of South Central Elkhart, a peace pole that Orion and Heather have made and have installed. And this day we want to dedicate this pole representing the invitation that peace may prevail on earth, and that this is what Prairie Street here in this community stands for, God's peace in this corner of the earth. This pole is one of hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of peace poles around the world in all languages that give expression to the hope, the longing that God's peace may prevail on earth. We also have planted to the east and to the west of this church property new trees. In recent years, trees have been planted on the north and the south side of the church, and now this summer on the east and the west, representing something of the tree of life in the scripture. We saw the symbolic representation of peace in Ireland, the bridge of peace that Paula shared, that goes over the river. And we have in the end God's peace that eventually comes and does prevail throughout the entire cosmos. And we have the image of a river of life. And on each side of the river of life are the trees of life that bear fruit for the healings of the nation. And so today we want to represent these standing symbols on our church property to give witness to what we are about as Christians, as followers of Jesus, to live in this way of peace. And so this day we want to go out. We want to have a procession. We will exit the sanctuary doors, go down the steps and into the fellowship hall, and out through the doors of the fellowship hall onto our patio, and make our way over to the peace pole here on the northwest corner of our patio. So as we sing, we'll process, and we will have a litany that will be distributed as you leave, and we'll read this together for this dedication.
And we'll sing from the insert, "We are marching in the peace of God." Instead of marching in the light of God, we are marching in the peace of God. You could take this with you if you want, or leave it here. But we'll sing as we walk.